We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias. It's Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. The Illinois men's basketball team will begin their run at a national title when they face off with Morehead State tomorrow afternoon in Omaha. Both teams carry a season record of 26-8 into the contest, but the Illini, fresh off winning the Big Ten tournament, are heavy favorites. Illinois is led by newly minted third-team All-American Terrence Shannon Jr., who won the Big Ten tournament's Most Outstanding Player Award, with a scoring outburst that included a single-game tournament record of 40 points in a semifinal versus Nebraska. The Illini also boast an impressive supporting cast, including Marcus Damask, who is averaging 16 points per game this season, and the versatile Coleman Hawkins, who averages better than 12 points and 6 rebounds per contest. Morehead State made the tournament field on the merits of their upset win over Little Rock on Saturday to win the Ohio Valley Conference. Their offensive runs through their star big man, Riley Minix, who is averaging over 20 points per game this season. If the Illini win on Thursday, they'll face the winner of the BYU and Duquesne tournament game. The Champaign Unit 4 School District has been accused of violating the Open Meetings Act, and the Illinois Attorney General, Kwame Raoul, is now investigating the issue. Recordings of the district's February 12th meeting show that one member was allowed to speak for over 3 minutes, while other speakers were cut off when their time was up. Illinois' Open Meetings Act required that any person shall be permitted an opportunity to address public officials, but it is still up to governmental public bodies to establish the rules. Parents who filed the complaint to the Attorney General believe the board was biased at the meeting by letting only one member speak over the 3 minute mark. Yesterday, a plan to revitalize the Champaign downtown area was proposed to the Champaign City Council. The $1 million project seeks to use funding from rejected city projects to increase public programming and pedestrian zones. If approved, the construction would close down parts of Market Street between University and Main Street on Fridays and Saturdays. Officials hope to have the project ready by Memorial Day and continue it through mid-October. The City Council will then oversee the project's future plans. The Illinois women's basketball team accepted its bid to the WBIT postseason tournament. The team will square off with Mississippi State on Thursday at the State Farm Center in the first round of a 32-team tournament. The WBIT is the second most prestigious postseason tournament in women's basketball, behind only a 68-team NCAA tournament, in which the national championship is awarded to the winner. 2024 will mark the first year of the WBIT, which enters the college basketball scene as the equivalent of the NIT on the men's side, which has existed since 1938. The Illini started the season ranked in the AP Top 25, but failed to live up to the lofty preseason expectations, compiling 14-15 overall record and finishing 9th in the Big Ten with an 8-10 conference record. The Illini did produce a sparkling 10-5 record at the State Farm Center, where they'll host Mississippi State Thursday. Urbana's Carle Hospital has a new hair care program for its patients, with a greater selection of products and relevant staff training. Local nurse Joe Okumum initiated the program after having difficulties helping a 6-year-old patient manage her hair. Many Carle Hospital nurses have supported the program as necessary for patient hygiene, and the feedback from the hospital visitors have been great. There are plans to expand the programs to other Carle Hospital locations. Contributing reporting for this broadcast was provided by Ethan Oskrova, Lily Nazarova, Joaquim O'Malley Macias, and Peter Dara. Our deputy news directors are Lisa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Ethan Oskrova. For WPGU News, I'm Joaquim O'Malley Macias.